Though Allah knows who I am, Allah will ask, is it Muhammad? I will reply in the affirmative. Allah will ask, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma sha'nuk? What is the matter? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say to Allah, Ya Rabbi wa asini shifa'ah, shafi'ni fi khalqik, taqdi baynahum. O Allah, you promise that you will give me the right to intercede. You promise that you will accept my intercession. O Allah, accept my intercession in regards to mankind. O Allah, show mercy to mankind. Mankind is suffering. O Allah, show mercy to my ummah. O Allah, come and judge the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, فَتْشَفَعْتُكْ. But I have accepted your intercession. أَنَا آتِيكُمْ فَأَقْضِي بَيْنَكُمْ. Tell the people that I am coming to judge them. How truthful the Quran is. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكْ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنْسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ will come in the manner befitting him. وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا and the angels will come rank on rank to the plane of resurrection for administration. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ millions of angels will be pulling and drawing Jahannam from its place. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ ذِكْرَى at that time man will realize that he was in error and that he was in the wrong. But at that time his understanding will be of no benefit and of no avail. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي at that time he will say, only if I had done good deeds, only if I had sent good deeds forward today, they would have benefited me. But at that time it will be too late. Why? For يَوْمَ إِذِنْ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابُ أَحَدٍ at that day is payday and Allah will punish like none before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَنْتَرِفْ حَتَّى أَقِفْ مَعَ النَّهِ I will come and I will stand with the people. فَبَيْنَ نَحْنُ وَقُوفٌ سَمِعْنَ حِسًّا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ شَدِيدٍ فَهَالَنَا whilst we are standing in our rows, we will hear a huge, a loud noise which will frighten us. The Quran says, يَوْمَ تَشَكَّكُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامُ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا the heavens will be split and will tear into pieces and the angels will descend successively. The hadith of Abu Hurairah states, فنزل أهل السماء الدنيا بمثل من نزل من الأرض من الجن والإنس. But the angels of the first heaven will descend, and they will be twice more in number than the whole of mankind, human beings and jinn put together. حتى إذا دنوا من الأرض أشرقت الأرض بنورهم. When the angels are very close to the train of resurrection, the earth will light up because of their nur. وَأَخَذُوا مَصَافَهُمْ and they will take the line and they will encircle mankind. And we will ask, أَفِيكُمْ رَبُّنَا is Allah amongst you? Is our Lord amongst you? The angels will reply, لَا وَهُوَ آتِي no, Allah is to come. The angels of the second heaven will descend. And they will be twice more in number than the angels of the first and the whole of mankind, jinn and humans put together. حَتَّى إِذَا دَنَوْا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِهِمْ when they are pretty close to the earth, yet again the earth will light because of their nur. And they will take their places and they will encircle the angels before them. Yet again for a second time we will ask, أَفِيكُمْ رَبُّنَا is Allah amongst you? The angels reply, لا وهو آتي. Allah is to come. The angels of the third will descend and they will be twice more in number than the angels of the second. The angels of the fourth will descend. The angels of the fifth. The angels of the sixth heaven. The angels of the seventh heaven. Each angel, each will be twice more in number than those before them. حتى نزل الجبار في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة. So finally the Almighty will descend in the manner befitting him, in the shadow of the angels, in the cloud. And the angels will glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. You will hear سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت, سبحان ذي العزة والأزمة والهيبة والقدرة والكبرياء والجبروت, سبحان الملك الحي الذي لا يموت, سبحان الذي يميت الخلائق ولا يموت, سبوح سبوح سبوح, قدوس قدوس قدوس, سبحان ربنا الأعلى, سبحان ربنا الأعلى, سبحان ربنا الأعلى, سبحانه أبدا أبدا, سبحانه أبدا أبدا, سبحانه أبدا أبدا. The angels will glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the plain of resurrection. Eight angels will be cutting the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Eight angels. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, eight angels will be cutting the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And at this moment in time, four angels carry the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these four angels are so big, that in one hadith it is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَقْدَامَهُمْ لَفِي الْأَرْضِ السَّابِعَةِ وَإِنَّ مَنَاسِبَهُمْ لَخَارِجَةٌ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلِهِ الْأَرْشِ. That their feet are on the seventh earth, and their shoulders are outside the heavens, and on their shoulders is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah created these angels, Allah said to them, تَدْرُونَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ. Do you know why I have created you? The angels replied, خَلَقْتَنَا رَبَّنَا لِمَا تَشَاءُ. Wallah, you know best why you have created us. Allah said, تَحْمِلُونَ أَرْشِ. I created you so that you will pick my arsh. سَلُونِ مِنَ الْقُوَّةِ مَا شِئْتُمْ أَجْعَلْهَا فِيكُمْ. Ask for whatever power you like, today you will be given the power. فَقَالَ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمْ. One of the angels on seeing that the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in water said, اِجْعَلْ فِيَ قُوَّةَ الْمَا. Wallah, give me the strength of water. تجعل فيك قوة الماء. It was given the strength of water. The second asked, اجعل فيا قوة السماوات. Allah give me the strength of the heavens. تجعل فيك قوة السماوات. It was given the strength of the heavens. The third asked, اجعل فيا قوة الأرض. Allah give me the strength of the earth and the mountains. تجعل فيك قوة الأرض. It was given the strength of the earth and the mountains. The fourth asked, إِذَلْ فِيَ كُوَّةَ الرِّيَاقِ. Oh Allah, give me the strength of the wind. It was given the strength of the wind. In spite of all this strength and power, the strength of water, the strength of the heaven, the strength of the earth and mountains, and the strength of the wind, in spite of all this power, they were not able to carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was said, قولوا لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Ask for the power and say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. They said لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, and it was only then they were able to carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four angels like this at this moment in time are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Quran says وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Or on that day it will not be four angels that will be carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be angry like never before. Eight angels will be carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And the arsh will be placed where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. And Allah will dress the whole of mankind. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ أَنِّي قَدْ أَنْسَتُ مُنْذُ خَلَقْتُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا أَسْمَعُ كَلَامَكُمْ وَأُبْصِرُ أَعْمَالَكُمْ فَانْصِتُوا إِلَيَّ. إنما هي صحفكم وأعمالكم تقرا عليكم فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. أني قد أنصت منذ خلقتكم إلى يومكم هذا. That I've remained quiet from the day I've created you to this very day. أسمع كلامكم. Listening to what you said. Listening to your idle thought. وأبصر أعمالكم. Looking at your deed. فانصتوا إلي. Now it is your turn to remain quiet and listen very carefully. إِنَّمَا هِيَ صُحْفُكُمْ وَأَعْمَالُكُمْ تُقْرَأْ عَلَيْكُمْ. You will be given your records and they will be read in front of you, they will be recited unto you. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever finds good therein in his records, then he should praise the Almighty. وَمَنْ وَجِدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. And whoever does not find good therein, then he should blame nobody but himself. وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. Allah will order Jibreel, go bring Jahannam. Show them Jahannam. يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجِبُونَهَا. Jahannam will be blocked. It will have 70,000 reins. On every rein, there will be 70,000 angels pulling and controlling Jahannam, as Jahannam will be angry like never before, because the Almighty will be angry like never before. فَإِذَا نَظَرَتْ إِلَى الْخَلَائِقِ فَارَتْ وَسَارَتْ وَشَهِكَتْ إِلَى الْخَلَائِقِ وَسَفَرَتْ نَهْوَهُمْ وَتَوَسَّبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبًا لِغَضَبِ رَبِّهِمْ. When Jahannam sees mankind, it will erupt and it will flame it with rage. It will sigh, it will take a deep breath, and it will take a deep breath, and it will leap towards mankind, and it will spread its heat. Everybody will nearly die due to fear, to the extent that the hadith is, لا يبقى ملك مقرب ولا نبي منتخب إلا وقع جاثيا على ركبتيه. Every angel and every prophet due to fear will fall flat on his knees, to the extent Ibrahim, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who made the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will begin to say, ربي أنا خليلك إبراهيم. Oh Allah, I am your friend Ibrahim. Oh Allah, show mercy on me. Oh Allah, I am your friend Ibrahim. ثم تسفر الثانية فيزداد الرعب والخوف في القلوب. Jahannam will sigh for a second time. It will take a deep breath for a second time, and for a second time it will leap towards mankind, and it will spread its heat, and fear and awe will increase. ثم تسفر الثالثة فتساقط الخلائق لوجوهه. For a third time it will sigh. It will take a deep breath and lead towards mankind. Everybody will fall flat on their faces. وَيُسْخِصُونَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ تَرْفٍ خَفِيفٍ. Each and every person, flat on his face, will look from the side of his eyes in case Jahannam takes him. In case Jahannam takes him. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been narrated that a neck will come out of the fire of hell. It will have two eyes and a tongue, and it will say, إِنِّي وُكِّلْتُ بِثَلَاثٍ. That I have been assigned to take three types of people. إِنِّي وُكِّلْتُ بِكُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. That I have been assigned to take all those that were pig-headed, arrogant, and that were oppressive. فَيُوْقِدُهُمْ مِنَ السَّفُوفِ لُقْتَةَ الْفَيْحُ بَالْسَمْسِمْ. It will pick them out of their lines, look just like a bird picks up the sesame seed. إِنِّي وُكِّلْتُ بِمَنْ آذَى اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. For a second time it will say that I have been assigned to take all those that gave taklif to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيُلْقِتَهُمْ مِنَ السَّفُوفِ لُقْتَةَ الْفَيْحُ بَالْسِمْسِمْ. It will pick them out of their line just like a bird picks up a sesame seed. For a third time it will say, إِنِّي وُكِّلْتُ بِأَصْحَابِ التَّسَاوِيرِ. That I have been assigned to take out those that used to take pictures. It will pick them out of their line just like a bird picks up a sesame seed. The arsh will be placed where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, and judgment will begin. The first to be judged will be the animals. All the beasts, all the birds, all the animals will be brought. In one narration it is narrated, فَتَسْجُرُ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً. When the animals are brought forward, they will all fall into sajda, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angel will say, لَيْتَ هَذَا يَوْمُ السُّجُودِ هَذَا يَوْمُ السَّوَابِ وَالْإِكَافِ. This is not the day for sajda. This is not the day to bow down. This is not the day for prostration. This is the day for reward. This is the day for punishment. This is the day of judgment. Every animal will have to pay the price of oppression. حَتَّى يُقَّصَّ لِشَّاتِ الْجَمَّاءِ مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَاءِ. To the extent that that goat which had no horns will get its due from the goat that had horns. Even if an ant oppressed some other ant under some stone in total darkness, it will pay the price of oppression on that day, though it was God, the Almighty, saw this oppression. While this is taking place, certain people, due to the severity of the sins that they committed in dunya, will receive punishment on the plane of resurrection. And they will keep on receiving punishment on the plane of resurrection till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يُؤَدِّي زَكَاتَهُ مُصِّلَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شُجَاءً أَقْرَى لَهُ زَبِيبَتَانْ يُتَوِّكَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ يَأْخُذُهُ بِالْإِحْتَمَتَيْ يعني شُدْكَيْ ثُمَّ يَقُولْ أَنَا مَالُكَ أَنَا كَمْتُ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave wealth to and he did not pay zakah, he awaited zakah, his wealth will be changed into a serpent, and this serpent will be placed around his neck in the form of a collar, and this serpent will keep on biting him on the plane of resurrection. It will grab hold of his cheek and it will say to him, Ana maluk, ana kanzuk, you did not pay your zakat, today I'm your wealth, and it will keep on biting him till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged him. وآخرون قد أظلمت فروجهم وهي تسيل صديدا يتأذى بنفسها جيرانهم وآخرون قد طلبوا على جذوع النيران وآخرون قد خرجت ألسنتهم على صدورهم أكبر ما يقول. Those that committed adultery, their privates will be enlarged and pus will flow from there and it will have such a bad smell that those standing beside them will also suffer. وآخرون قد طلبوا على جذوع النيران. Those men that were inclined towards men, those women that were inclined towards women, they will be hanged on chunks of fire, and they will keep on receiving this punishment till Allah has judged them. وآخرون قد خرجت ألسنتهم على صدورهم أكبر ما يكون. Those that had a habit of lying and didn't think much about lying, their tongues will hang to their chest in the most awful of forms. Today everybody has habit of taking pictures or having their pictures taken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, من صور صورة كلف يوم القيامة أن ينفغ فيها الروح وليس بنافق. He will be told ruh inside this picture, and he will keep on receiving punishment till he is able to put ruh inside this picture. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيْسَ بِنَافِقٍ. He will not be able to put ruh inside this picture, which means he will keep on receiving punishment on the plane of resurrection till he is judged. I ask, if this is his situation on the plane of resurrection, what do you think his outcome is going to become? يُخْشَرَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمْثَالُ زُهْ. Those that were proud and thought that they were it, they will be changed into ants, and everything will walk over them and trample over them. The Quran has laid down a rule, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever deceives his companion, he takes something illegally, he will come forth on that day and he will bring that thing that he has taken illegally, and he will receive punishment on the plane of resurrection, and he will keep on receiving punishment till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged him. These people will receive punishment on the plane of resurrection, and they will keep on receiving it till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged it. By now the animals will have been judged, and Allah will say, "Uni turaba," turn to dust, and the animals will turn to dust. Now it is the turn of man, beginning with the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will say, "Aina Allahul Mahfuz." Where is the Lawh Mahfuz, the preserved tablet? فَيُؤْتَ بِهِ وَلَهُ حَرْجٌ عَظِيمٌ. The Lawh Mahfuz will be brought, and due to the fear of Allah, the Lawh Mahfuz will become confused, it will be agitated, and it will be in great commotion. Allah will say, أَيْنَمَا سَتَرْتَقِيكَ مِنْ تَوْرَاتِ وَزَبُورِ وَإِنْجِيلِ وَفُرْقَانِ. Where is the Quran that I have written inside you? The Torah that I have written inside you? The Zabur, the Psalms of David, and the Injil, the Bible? Where is it? It will reply, نَكَلَهُ مِنِّي الرُّوحِ الْأَمِينِ. Oh Allah, Ruhi Ameen, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took it from me, copied it from me. فَيُؤْتَ بِهِ يَرَعَدُ وَتَسُكُّ رُكْبَتَهُ. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam will come, he will be trembling and his knees will be shaking. I ask, if this is the situation of Jibreel Ameen, his title is the Ameen, the one that can be trusted, the trustworthy one. He used to bring the messages from Allah and he would pass them on to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the situation of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam will begin to tremble and his knees will begin to shake, then what do you think is going to become of you and I? He will begin to shake, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Jibreel, هذا اللون المحفوظ يزعم أنك نقلت منه كلامي ووحي أصدق. But the Lawi Mahfuz claims that you copied my revelations and words. Does it speak the truth? Yes, my Lord. Ma fa'alta fi? What did you do with my revelation? Oh Allah, I gave the Torah to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I gave the Injil to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. I gave the Zabur to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. I gave the Quran to Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I gave to every prophet what you ordered me to give them. Bring Nuh. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will come. The words of the hadith are, فَيُؤْتَدِ يَرَعَدُ وَتَفْتَكُ فَرَائِسُ. All his body will be shaken due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will say, Ya Nuh, Zama Jibreel annaka min al-mubtaleen. Jibreel claims that you were from amongst those that were sent as messengers. Sadaq. Wallah, he speaks the truth. Ma fa'alta ma akumi. What did you do with my message? Did you convey it to your people? Oh Allah, da'utuhum laylun wa nahara, falam yazidhum du'a illa firara. Oh Allah, I call them during the day. Oh Allah, I call them during the night. I conveyed your message. I told them to believe in you. I told them to worship. I told them not to commit sin. Oh Allah, every time I came close to them, they run away. Bring the people of Nuh. The people of Nuh will be brought. And Allah will ask them, هذا أخوكم نوح يزعم أنه بلغكم الرسالة. But Nuh claims that he passed on my message to you. Does he speak the truth? And his people will say, Ya Rabbana Kadib. Oh Allah, he speaks a lie. I ask if this is the situation of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Those that were entrusted to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. Those that were free from sin. Those that were from amongst the Muqarrabeen, the chosen ones, and those most nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the situation of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every limb and every part of his body of Nuh alayhi salam will begin to shake, then where do you and I stand? From the day we are born to the day we die, we live a life of sin, a life of disobedience, and a life of ignorance. The Quran says how truthfully, يَوْمَ نَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ فَيَقُولُ يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. When Allah asked the prophets, what was your response? They will reply, due to the fear of Allah, لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. Oh Allah, we have no knowledge. You are the Lord of all things. Now, one by one, all the prophets will be questioned. Now it is your turn and my turn. Let me just briefly tell you about this, and then I will conclude my talk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, الدواوين عند الله ثلاثة. Allah will have three registers. There will be three registers. ديوان لا يعبأ الله به شيئا. A register which Allah will not be too concerned about. وديوان لا يترك الله منه شيئا. A register in which those deeds have been recorded, which Allah will never leave. He will not leave one. He will take an account each and every one. وَدِيْوَانٌ لَا يَغْفِرَهُ اللَّهُ. And a register in which that deed is recorded, which Allah will never forgive. Three registers. As for the one which Allah will never forgive, is shirk. Making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He is the most merciful, he is the most kind, he will forgive every sin, but he will never forgive shirk, making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be called, O Abdullah, it is your turn. And you will come, and you will stand in front of the Lord of the universe. You will stand in front of Allah, and you will stand in such a state that the hadith says, لَيْتَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. You will stand, and Allah will be there, and you will stand there. There will be no barrier between you and Allah. There will be no hijab between you and Allah. There will be no veil between you and Allah. You will stand in front of the Lord of the universe. وَلَا تَرْجُمَانٌ يُتَرْجُمُ لَهُ. There will be no translator to translate for you. Allah will question you, and you will directly answer to the Lord of the universe. I ask, what is going to become of you and I? If Jibreel Amin began to shake, and the prophets of Allah began to say, La ilma lana, oh Allah, we have no knowledge, then what is going to become of you and I? Allah will ask, Alam u'tika mala? Did I not give you wealth? Alam ursil ilayka rasula? Didn't a messenger come to you? Did you not receive the Quran? Were the verses of the Quran not clear enough? Were the commands of the Quran not clear enough? Didn't you receive the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Was it not clear enough? Bala. Yes, my Lord. فَيَنْظُرْ أَنْ يَمِينِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ وَيَنْظُرْ أَنْ يَسَارِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ. He will look over his right shoulder. Only if there is somebody there, only if there's some help there, only if there's a way out, he will only see the fire of hell. He will look over his left shoulder, only if there is something there, only if something helps me today, only if there's a refuge, he will see nothing but the fire of hell. أَلَمْ أُكْرِمُكَ? Did I not give you honor and respect? وَأُصَوِّدُكَ? And gave you superiority? وَأُزَوِّدُكَ? Give you wife and children? وَأُصَخِّرُ لَكَ الْخَيْلَ وَالْإِبِلِ? وَأَذَرُكَ تَرْأَسْ وَتَرْبَعْ? And I made the animals subservient to you, and I let you roam as you wish. أَفَظَنَنْتَ أَنَّكَ مُنَاقِيَ? Did you ever think for once that you were going to meet me? No. No, Allah. Go, إِنِّي أَنْتَاكَ كَمَا نَسِيتَنِي. You forgot me in dunya, today I forget you. Go, your abode is the fire of hell. The second will come on the same question. أَلَمْ أُوْتِكَ مَالًا? Did I not give you wealth? أَلَمْ أُرْسِلْ إِلَيْكَ رَسُولًا? Did I not send a messenger to you? فَيَنْظُرْ أَنْ يَمِينِي فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ. He will look over his right, he will see the fire of hell. He will look over his left, he will see the fire of hell. أَلَمْ أُكْرِمُ? Did I not give you honor? وَأُصَوِّدُ وَأُزَوِّجُ وَأُسَخِّرُ لَكَ الْخَيْلَ وَالْإِبِلَ وَأَزْرُكَ تَرْأَسْ وَتَرْبَى? Did I not give you superiority? Did I not give you wife and children? Did I not make the animals subservient to you? You will reply, yes, my Lord. أَفَظَنَنْتَ أَنَّكَ مُلَاقِيَ? Did you ever think for once that you were going to die and that you were going to be raped and that you would have to stand in front of me? You will say, no, my Lord. إِنِّي أَنْسَاكَ كَمَا نَسِيتَنِي. Go, I have forgotten you, just like you forgot me in dunya. Your abode is the fire of hell. The third will come, your abode is the fire of hell. The fourth will come, your abode is the fire of hell. The fifth will come, your abode is the fire of hell. The munafiqeen will begin to say, Ya Allah, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِكْ وَبِكِتَابِكْ وَبِرَسُولِكْ وَصَلَّيْتُ وَصُمْتُ وَتَصَدَّقْتُ وَيَسْمِي بِخَيْرِ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ. Oh Allah, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِكْ. I believed in you. This is what the hypocrites will say. آمَنْتُ بِكْ وَبِكِتَابِكْ. I believed in your book. وَبِرَسُولِكْ. I believed in your messenger. وَصَلَّيْتُ. I prayed for you. وَصُمْتُ. I fasted for you. وَتَصَدَّقْتُ. I gave charity in fi sabili Allah. وَيَسْمِي بِخَيْرِ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ. And he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of his ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you did? الآن نبعث شاهدنا عليك. Now we will call our witness against you. فَيَذْكُرْ فِي نَفْسِهِ مَنِ الَّذِي يَشْهُدُ عَلَيَّ? He will think in his mind, who can testify against me? When I was committing adultery, there was nobody there. I was only there. When I was stealing, there was nobody there. Only I know. When I was lying, nobody knew. When I was sitting all alone at home listening to music, there was nobody around. Who can testify against me? فَيَخْتِمُ عَلَى فِيهِ. Allah will seal his lips and Allah will order his limbs to speak. Allah will order his flesh to speak. Allah will order his bones to speak. His hands will speak. Oh Allah, he used me to oppress somebody. Oh Allah, he used me to slap somebody. Oh Allah, he used me to beat somebody. Oh Allah, he used me to steal with. The feet will say, oh Allah, he used me to run away with. My brothers, their limbs will testify against them, their bones will testify against them, their flesh will testify against them. The Quran says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On that day, their tongues will testify, their feet will testify, and their limbs will testify, and their abode will be the fire of hell.
Turn to the second register. دِيوانٌ لَا يَتْرَكُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. The register in which those deeds have been recorded, which Allah will take in account, and Allah will not leave one of these deeds. In this register, the rights of Allah, the rights of man, حقوق العباد, will be recorded. And the first question in regards to the right of man will be, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has narrated, أول ما يقضى فيه بين الناس يوم القيامة الدماء. that the first question in regards to man on the Day of Judgment will be regarding blood. Today we have no value of life. Many murders have been committed recently. Muslims kill Muslims. What will happen on that day? يَجِيءُ الْمَقْتُولِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَجْلِسُ عَلَى الْجَادَةِ فَإِذَا مَرَّ بِهِ الْقَاتِلُ قَامَ إِلَيْهِ فَأَخَذَ بِتَرَابِيبِهِ فَقَالَ يَا رَبِّ صَلْ هَذَا فِيمَا قَتَلَنِ. The one killed will come on the day of judgment and sit on the pavement. فَإِذَا مَرَّ بِهِ الْقَاتِلُ قَامَ إِلَيْهِ. When the killer walks past him, he will grab hold of him and he will say, "Oh Allah, sal hadha fi ma qatalani. Oh Allah, it was him who killed me in dunya. Oh Allah, ask him why he has killed me. Oh Allah, I want revenge today. Oh Allah, I want justice today." Allah will ask him why he killed him. He will say, "Amarani fulan. Oh Allah, I didn't kill him on my own accord. So and so told me to kill him." The hadith says, فَيُؤْخَذَ الْآمِرُ وَالْقَاتِلُ. The one who killed and the one who ordered to kill them, both of them will be thrown into the fire of hell. Whoever has done any wrong to his brother, in any form, whether it be in the form of disgrace, taking nick as is right and common within youth, oppression, whether it is in the form of suppression of rights, we should pay back now and we should seek forgiveness from our brother. As on that day, nobody will give up their rights. Nobody will give up their rights. A father will not give up his rights. A mother will not give up his right. A child will not give up his right. A daughter will not give up his right. A brother will not give up his right. A sister will not give up his right. A son and daughter will not give up his right. Each and every person will ask for their rights on that day, and rights will be exchanged not for money or articles, but rights will be exchanged for virtues on that day. A son will be asking for a virtue and he will be trying his utmost best to take out a virtue from his father. A brother will be trying his utmost best to take out a virtue from his brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, narrated by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, إِنَّهُ لَيَعْتِ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكَسَرَّتْهُ حَسَنَاتُ. That a person will come on the day of judgment, he will be brought, and this person will have so many good deeds, that his deeds will please him. His good deeds will please him, and this person will think that he is definitely going into Jannah because of the good deeds that he has brought. He will think that Allah is definitely going to give him Jannah. But this person whose good deeds reach the peak of mountains will have forgotten the zulm that he did in dunya. He will have forgotten the wrongs that he done in dunya. A man will come and he will say, "Ya Rabbi, walamani haza. Oh Allah, this person oppressed me in dunya. Oh Allah, he made zulm me in dunya. Oh Allah, I want revenge today. Oh Allah, I want justice today. Oh Allah, I want badra today." My brothers, some of his good deeds will be given to this person. Another man will come and say, "Ya Rabbi, walamani haza. Ya Rabbi, shatamani haza. Oh Allah, he beat me in dunya. Today I want revenge. Today I want justice. Oh Allah, I want badra today." This person will be given some of his good deeds. A third will come, "Oh Allah, he oppressed me in dunya. He swore to me. Oh Allah, he backbited. Oh Allah, we want revenge and justice today." All these people, one by one, will be given his good deeds. And like this, all his good deeds, which reached the peak of the mountain when he first came, will be no more. There will be no more. فَمَا يَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى مَا يَبْقَى لَهُ حَسَنًا. Yet, there will be hundreds of people waiting there still in the queue, asking and waiting for their rights. And because this person has no longer any good deeds, what will happen? These people will come one by one, and their bad deeds will be given to this person. One by one, they will ask for revenge, they will ask for justice, and one by one they will put their bad deeds on his pile. فَلَا يَزَالَ يُسْتَوْفَ مِنْ حَتَّى يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. Finally, he will be thrown into the fire of hell. So my brothers, it is essential that if we have done any wrong to our brother, no matter what form he may be in, whether it is disgrace, oppression, suppression of rights, whether we have backbited, whether we have taken something without permission, we should ask for forgiveness on that day, because on that day nobody will forgive us, when each and every person will ask for their rights, and they will ask for good deeds, they will ask for our virtues. I ask here, what do you think is going to happen to those who sell these haram drugs? What do you think is going to happen to those Muslims? And I say Muslims because the Muslims concern me today, and it is the Muslims that will sell these drugs to Muslims and wreck the life and ruin the lives of Muslims by supplying just one person. They ruin and wreck the life of every individual of that family. I ask, what do you think is going to happen to these people who are involved in this sin, who are involved in this crime? What will happen when their family members come on the day of judgment and say to Allah, "Oh Allah, we want justice today. Oh Allah, we want revenge today. Oh Allah, it was him who supplied my child with drugs. Oh Allah, it was because of him my child became an addict. Oh Allah, it was because of him my child never prayed and was obedient to you. Oh Allah, it was because of him my child. It was because of him my child was disobedient to me. It was because of him my child neglected my rights. Oh Allah, it was because of him we quarreled and fought." What do you think is going to happen to this person? Because there will not be one family there, there will be hundreds of families, because these people, not that they just ruin one family, they ruin hundreds and thousands of families. What do you think is going to happen to these people on that day? And will they have the good deeds to pay them? It sure doesn't look like it. On that day, those that have been judged to be taken to Jahannam, their souls will begin to quarrel with their bodies. Their soul will say, "Rabbi, aru min anta khalaqtahu lam yakun li yadun abtishu biha wala rijlun amshi biha wala aynun ubsiru biha wala udhunun asma'u biha wala aqlun akilu bih hatta jitu fadakhaltu fi hadha al-jasad fada'if 'alayhi anwa' al-'adab wa najjini." The soul, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the punishment of hell, will say to Allah, "Oh Allah, you created me, I am the soul. لَمْ يَكُنْ لِي يَدٌ أَبْتُشُ بِهَا Oh Allah, I had no hand to touch with and commit sin with. وَلَا رِجْلٌ أَمْشِ بِهَا I had no feet to walk with and commit sin with and run away from sin. And run away from sin with. وَلَا عَيْنٌ أُبْصِرُ بِهَا Oh Allah, I had no eyes to see with and commit sin with. وَلَا أُذُنٌ أَسْمُ بِهَا I had no ears to listen with and commit sin with. I had no aql to think with and commit sin with. Oh Allah, till I came into this body and I entered this body. Oh Allah, it was these limbs that committed the sin. It was the hand that stole. It was the hand that oppressed somebody. It was the hand that beat somebody. Oh Allah, it was the feet that ran away from sin, that committed sin. Oh Allah, it was the eyes that committed sin. Oh Allah, it was the ears that committed sin. Oh Allah, it was the tongue that swore. Oh Allah, it was the tongue that backbited. Oh Allah, it was the body that committed the sin. فَضَعِفْ عَلَيْهِ أَنْوَى الْعَذَابِ وَنَجِّنِي Oh Allah, please, we beg of you, I beg of you, today punish the body, and oh Allah, let me be free. When the body hears what the soul says, the body will turn to Allah, fearing the punishment of hell and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The limbs will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, "Rabbi, anta khalaqtani biyadik, fa kuntu kal khashaba, laysa li yadun abtishu biha, wala qadamun at'a biha, wala basarun ubsiru bih, wala saqun asma'u bih, fa ja'a hadha kashwa'a shamsi, fa bihi nataka lisani, wa bihi absara aini, wa bihi mashat rijni, wa bihi sami'at uzni, fa da'if alayhi anwa'. The body will say, "Oh Allah, you created me. I was like a stick. There was no life in me. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. Oh Allah, my hands had no power to move and touch. They could not feel. Allah, they could not commit sin. My feet could not walk and commit sin. Oh Allah, my eyes could not see and commit sin. My ears could not hear and commit sin. Oh Allah, till this soul came like the rays of light and entered my body. Oh Allah, it was this soul who made my tongue speak and commit sin. Oh Allah, it was this soul who made my eyes see and commit sin. It was this soul who made my feet walk and commit sin. It was the soul who made my ears hear and commit sin. Oh Allah, I beg of you, do not punish the limbs today. Oh Allah, punish the soul. فَضَعِفْ عَلَيْهَ أَنْوَى الْعَذَابِ وَنَجِّنِي Oh Allah, save me and punish the soul. the soul and body will begin to quarrel and fight in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the punishment of hell. Allah will say, Alaykum jami'an al-azab. Go, both of you into the fire of hell. The soul into the fire of hell, and the limbs, the body, into the fire of hell. Now, it is turn for the third register. Bimanun la ya'ba Allahu bihi shay'a. In which those deeds have been recorded, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be too concerned about. And they are the hukukullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الرَّجُلُ صَلَاتُهُ فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ صَائِرُ أَمَلِهِ وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ صَائِرُ أَمَلِهِ. That the first question in regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will be regarding his salah, will be regarding the prayers. Whoever has offered his five daily prayers from the day he became ba'alak to this very day, to the day he left this world, he will be successful. If he succeeds in this stage, he will succeed in all the other stages that will come after. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ أَمَلِهِ. However, if this person has been neglecting his salah, he's not been offering his salah from the day he turned ba'alak to the day he died, or he missed a few salah, and if he fails this stage, he will fail all the other stages thereafter. And if his four salah compulsory prayers are not as was required, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, انظر هل لعبدي نافلة. See whether my servant has any nawafil prayer. If he has nawafil prayer, then the prayers will be completed with the nawafil. And if not, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is going to become of him. I ask who from amongst us today, from the day he turned ba'alik to this very day, has offered his five daily prayers. My brothers, in the whole of London, in the whole of England, you will find a very small number who have offered their five daily prayers from the day they turned ba'alik to this very day. And out of those that have done this, I ask who from amongst them has offered his five daily prayers from the day he turned ba'alik to this very day, exactly like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them to do and asked of them. I ask, how many people do we have like this? My brothers, people like this you can count on the fingers. This is how less they are in number. The situation of our salah is this, that the masajid only are full 5 minutes before Jummah and 2 minutes after Jummah they are empty. Never mind the five daily prayers. People have started neglecting their Jummah. In the morning for Fajr prayer, how many Muslims do we see in the masajid? And every Muslim, the locality will consist over 1,000, 2,000, maybe 10,000 in places like Brantford of Muslims, yet you will see around 5-10, and they also being old men in the masjid for the Fajr Salah. We are neglecting our Salah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just regarding if one makes his namaz qaza, يَمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ حَتَّى قُذِيَ وَقْتُهَا أُذِّبَ فِي النَّارِ حَكَبْ وَالْحَكَبْ ثَمَانُونَ سَنَةً. Whoever's namaz just becomes qaza, he will be punished in the fire of hell for 80 حَكَبْ, 80 years, 80 years of the next life. 80 years of the next life are equivalent to 80,000 years of this life. I ask, what is going to become of us? Because we have not just missed one salah, we constantly neglect our salah and we constantly do not offer the salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us. This was the third register. Diwanun la ya'ba Allahu bihi shay'a. A register which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be too concerned about. Now, the deeds still remain to be weighed. The Quran says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لَيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَ بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. We shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection. None will be dealt with unjustly in anything. And if there be the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it on that day. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. The balance will be put in front of the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see Jannah to its right, and you will see the fire of hell to its left. And the pans of this scale will be so huge, كَلَوْ وُضِعَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ فِي وَاحِدَةٍ لَوَسِعَتْهُمَا. That if the seven heavens and the earth were placed in just one pan, it would suffice them. يُؤْتَى بِإِبْنِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيُوْقَفْ بَيْنَ كِفَّتِهِ الْمِيزَانِ وَيُؤْكَلْ بِهِ مَلَكٌ. Man will be brought on the day of judgment, and he will be made to stand in between the two pans of the balance. If his good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, the angel will shout in such a loud voice, which the whole of mankind will be able to hear, سَعِدَ فُلَانٌ سَعَادَةً لا يشقى بعدها أبدا. Successful, unfortunate is so and so, he will never be unhappy thereafter. However, وإن خفت ميزانه, if his bad deeds outweigh his good deeds, what will happen? The angel will shout, نادى الملك بصوت يسمع الخلائق شقي فلان شقاوة لا يسد بعدها أبدا. The angel will shout, so and so has proven himself unfortunate. He will never be happy after this. He will never be happy after this. If his bad deeds outweigh his good deeds, because him he will receive the fire of hell. While this is taking place, certain fortunate people will be drinking from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Hawz Kawthar. Its water is such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, أَبْرَضُ مِنَ الثَّلْجِ وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْأَصْلِ وَأَطْيِبُ رِيحًا مِنَ الْمِثْلِ. Its water is more colder than ice, more sweeter than honey, and its fragrance is better than musk. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شَرْبَةً لَمْ يَزْمَأْ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks just one sip from it, he will never become thirsty thereafter. And the first people to drink from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَأَعْلِيكُ الْمُحَاجِنِينَ. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention that the فَأَعْلِيكُ الْمُحَاجِنِينَ, the immigrant paupers will be the first to drink from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked, مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, هُوَ فَأَعْلِيكُ الْمُحَاجِنِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, الشَّعِثَةُ رُؤُوسُهُمْ الشحبة وجوههم الدنيتة ثيابهم لا تفتنهم لهم الصدد ولا ينكحون المتنعمات ولا ينكحون المنعمات. They were those whose hair and faces looked weary and scattered out of hunger and hard labor. The gates of rulers and kings were not open for them, and they were not given nice noble women in marriage. They are the Sa'aliq al-Muhajireen, and they will be the first people who will drink from my fountain on the plain of resurrection, on the day of judgment. However, those people who do not follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who do not try their utmost best to adopt the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their life, they will not drink from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, and the angels will chase him away from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Ya Uthman, la targhab an sunnati, fa innahu man raghiba an sunnati, thumma mata qabla an yatub, darabat al malaikatu wajhuhu an hawdi yawm al qiyamati. O Uthman, do not turn away from my sunnah. Whoever turns away from my sunnah and does not adopt my sunnah and does not like my sunnah, and if he dies before repentance, angels will chase him away from my fountain on the day of judgment, and they will not let him come near my fountain, and they will not let him drink from the house of Kawthar, from my fountain on the day of judgment. Each and every one of us should try our utmost best to bring the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, and we should try our utmost best to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we wish to drink from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, when everybody will be thirsty like never before. Judging will still go on. Certain people, judging will still go on. Many things still remain that will take place on that day. The pool Sirat still remains, the bridge of Sirat, and many other things. Let me just finish by saying, what is the result of the day of judgment? What will be the outcome on that day? My brothers, as you are all aware, one of two things will happen on that day: eternal success, gardens of paradise, Jannat al-Firdaus, one will inherit Jannah, or the fire of hell. Let us ask ourselves, where would we like to go? Is it the fire of hell, Allah save us all? Or is it the gardens of delight, Jannat al-Firdaus? If it is the latter, Jannat al-Firdaus, then let us ask ourselves, how are we prepared for that day? How are we prepared for that day? Let us just reflect and ponder just for a minute over our past life. Have we fulfilled the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we fulfilled all the duties ordained by Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or have we lived a life of sin and disobedience? Let us just ask ourselves. If it's the latter, my brothers, there is still time. There is still time. Let us change our ways. Not tomorrow. As I may not be here tomorrow, you may not be here tomorrow. All of us may not be here tomorrow. For all as we know, we may all be sleeping in our graves tomorrow. If we are going to make a change, then let us make a change now. Let us sincerely repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask the great being for forgiveness. Let us weep bitterly. Let us knock on his door and let us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let us ask for forgiveness. My brothers, he is the Ar-Rahman, he is the Ar-Rahim, he is the all merciful and kind. If we beg and if we knock on his door and we sincerely repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. He is just waiting for us to knock on his door. Let us make a fresh start. And let us become good Muslims. Those that are obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that try their utmost best to refrain from sin and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not forget the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sab'atun yudhillahum Allahu fi dhilli yawma la dhilla illa dhillu imamun adil shabun nash'a fi ibadatillah ila akhir al-hadith. 7 times of people will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day there will be no shade beside its shade, and the one that concerns us today, shabun nash'a fi ibadatillah. The Muslim youth, male or female, who spent his days of youth worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah and trying his utmost best to bring them into his daily life. He will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day there will be no shade beside its shade, while others will be suffering like none before, like never before. And inshallah, if this is his condition on the plane of resurrection, then what do you think he will receive in Jannah? My brothers, I finish by saying, what is it to be? Is it to be eternal success, Jannah? Or is it to be Allah save us all, the fire of hell? The choice is yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq to act upon what I have said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you the tawfiq to act upon what I have said. And I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all Jannah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.